A dark day for Scottish justice. That's the verdict of the Scottish Government's political opponents on the new community payback orders, which come into effect today, effectively replacing prison sentences of less than 3 months. Speaking a short time ago on this programme, Scottish Labour's justice spokesman Richard Baker described the reform as a get-out-of-jail-free card for thousands of criminals.
What we're saying is that the Scottish Government shouldn't intervene in our courts to ensure these people, who previously the judiciary decided it was appropriate should serve custodial sentences, should now be serving sentences in the community, where in particular the Scottish Government is underfunding the current system.
So what does the Justice Secretary, how does he answer these charges that his government is soft on crime? Well, Kenny McCaskill joins us now from Edinburgh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just to clarify the point that Richard Baker was making, is it the case that those who have been found guilty of assault, robbery or knife carrying could be part of this, this system?
No, what we're talking about here is a presumption against sentences of less than 3 months. By very nature, the judiciary in Scotland do not give very serious offenders sentences of less than 3 months. And in any event, we have made it a presumption only. There are instances, certainly in the cases of domestic violence, where we accept that a period of respite for the beleaguered spouse or family is appropriate. But in the main, short sentences do not work. There's an average reconviction rate of over 70% for those who do sentences of less than 3 months. And the major problem that we have in justice in Scotland is persistent offenders who are a regular nuisance, downright appalling in their areas, who go into prison for a short period of time, who come out and go back in again on a repeat basis. We've got to break that cycle of offending, and the statistics are clear. Three quarters of people who are given a short sentence reoffend within 2 years.
So you can
give 2/3 who are given a community service, a tough community service, do not. So it breaks the cycle of offending.
Just to be clear, you can give an assurance to the Scottish public this morning that nobody who is convicted of assault, robbery or knife carrying will actually get a community payback order.
Well, the position in Scotland remains and has always been that the only people who can impose a sentence are the courts and the presiding sheriff or judge. I, or indeed any of my predecessors, or indeed any of my successors, would not have the powers quite correctly to impose a sentence.
So but you're bringing in this presumption, Justice Secretary. Are you saying that people who have been convicted of assault, robbery or knife carrying could potentially actually fall into these community payback orders?
What I'm saying is I've got great faith in the Scottish judiciary because those who commit serious offences don't merit, deserve and should not be on community services sentences. They should be in our prisons for the protection of our community. And what we've predicated our position on is actually doing what is right, what breaks the cycle of offending. It's based upon what came out of the McLeish Commission that was a all-party, non-party matter that came forward with this advice. And indeed, as I say, this is a matter that's now being followed south of the border by a Conservative-led administration, and indeed it's now being replicated in the Republic of Ireland, irrespective of who forms the government there. This is not about an opposition party playing narrow political politics. This is about doing what is right, what is based on the evidence, and what will break the cycle of reoffending to give our communities some safety and permanent refuge from people who damage it.
You talk about respite for victims of domestic violence. What about respite for victims of crime more generally? Is it not the case that if someone is sent to jail, then obviously they cannot reoffend? If they are subject to these community payback orders, they're still on the loose. OK, they may well be working in the community during some part of the day, but they are still free to commit crime, aren't they?
Well, what you say is self-evidently true. If somebody's behind bars, then clearly they cannot commit an offence for the period of time that they're there. But as I said earlier, the statistics are quite clear. 3/4 of those who are given a short sentence will reoffend within 2 years. So it's a very brief respite. It's not working. And part of the new community payback is not simply to give them tough community sentences to end the free bed and board, because in the tough financial climate we're in, I think many people are sick and tired of low-level offenders having a cushy cell when they could be out there doing some hard work to repair the damage they've done. Equally, many have an underlying problem, whether it's literacy, numeracy, mental health, drug or alcohol. And part of the community payback order, up to 30% in 30 hours, can be spent in giving them advice, support, to break that cycle of offending. They have to pay back for the harm they've done. Equally, we've got to cure the underlying problem, which frequently results in that revolving door that gives no respite to our communities, and apart from a few days.
What reassurance can you give people that these community payback orders will actually be carried out in the first place? Labour mentioned the fact earlier that your own figures show that one in three community service orders are currently breached, with figures just a couple of days ago in a newspaper saying that more than 40% of offenders given community orders never actually commence them.
Well, not only are we putting in significantly more funds, an additional £4 million, an additional £6 million last year, but these community payback orders are going to be quicker. They start within 7 days. They're going to be tougher. They're going to be completed within 6 months in the main. And equally, the breach consequences are much more severe. So those who do not do it will face a significantly longer sentence than they would have before. This is not an option for them. They are given the tough community payback to pay back the harm that they've done, because in many instances, whether it's graffiti, whether it's vandalising things, whether it's drunken antisocial behaviour, they've blighted our communities. They shouldn't be given free bed and board at the taxpayers' expense, especially in these difficult financial times. They should be out there doing some hard work to restore and repair our communities. And that's why I'll be delighted in a few hours to go along and see just such a scheme in Johnston. This is not the best of weather, but they'll be out there doing some hard work, doing something that the community has asked to be done, that if it wasn't for them, wouldn't be done, and will make the community a better place. And that seems to me to be better than, as I say, having the taxpayer funding free bed and board.
Just a very quick question as well on the other subject, which is dominating the front pages of the newspapers today. These are more revelations from WikiLeaks about the release of the Lockerbie bomber. It seems to suggest that Bill Rammell, who was the Foreign Office Minister at the time, sent a letter to Libya, basically outlining how they could go about applying for all of this to happen. That was a letter that was cleared by the Scottish Government, wasn't it?
Well, we've published as much information that we're entitled to. We think that it's appropriate that the public should be aware of the basis upon which I made my decision. And that's why, apart from where we're precluded by law or precluded because individuals haven't given their consent, or indeed governments such as the UK or Libya and American governments haven't given their consent, we've published everything.
So nothing new in these revelations, then?
I think what these documents show is that Labour, as in many instances, say one thing south of the border and another thing north, say one thing and actually want quite another. And I think what it also does is vindicate the position of the Scottish Government to be open, upfront. And we made that clear, and we followed the laws of Scotland and adhered to what we believe are the values of the people of Scotland.